Saint Paltu, mystic, teacher, poet. Saint Paltu's life information has been taken from his poems, for very little is known about him. What we do know about him is that he was born in the village of Nanga Jalapur in the district of Uttar Pradesh. This village is near the Malipur railway station. Paltu was born to the grocer caste in India. Shah Alam was the king of Delhi while Paltu was alive and lived in India. Paltu lived roughly between 1710 and 1780, and it is believed that he lived 60 or more years. Paltu's spiritual master teacher was Gobind Sahib, also known as Gobind Ji. Paltu refers to his spiritual teacher, Gobind Sahib, in a number of his spiritual mystic poems. Paltu was looking for a spiritual guide and teacher of the highest spiritual mysteries and was initiated by Gobind Sahib. Paltu shares in his poetry of how it was difficult to attain God realization, yet was worth the struggle. Severe discipline is needed to control the mind and realize the energetic nature of Source, whether a person is born at the vibrational level of a saint or an ordinary evolutionary level. An evolved soul that is at the energetic level of a saint will reach the highest spiritual dimension fairly quickly, and in this lifetime, in order to teach other souls and guide them in accomplishing their spiritual goals and attainments. The soul that has incarnated to raise their frequency to the highest level will have their difficulties throughout their life, yet with the help of a master soul can accomplish the attainment of God realization. The student has to do the inner work and set up the outer conditions in their life for the attainment of God realization. The master soul teacher will teach the students and impart deep hidden wisdoms to help with the high attainment of God realization, which comes as inner mystical experience. The mystical teacher lights the inner light within each student to help with this process. Saint Paltu, because of his high frequency and light, drew sincere seekers and students to him. The mystic teachers provide wisdoms and teach at the highest spiritual level. A master soul teacher offers retreats and classes, which causes the student's ego and mind to calm down due to the mystic's high vibratory frequency and God-realized consciousness attainment. The mystical teacher will show the students how to befriend the ego, and instead of the mind working against the student, will then start working for them towards their spiritual goals. There is an energetic transfer of frequency, which is why mystical teachers teach in person to sincere souls. Being in the presence of a God-realized mystic teacher inspires and shows other souls that yes, this is available and attainable for those that are sincere seekers. Students are moved by the kindness, evolved conduct, and open-hearted generosity. Authentic mystical teachers are accessible and students have more personal interaction with them, and this is also part of the path to God realization attainment. To see a soul that has achieved this attainment and be able to interact with them to show that this is attainable for the mystic student and is indeed a blessing. Souls seeking and ready for this attainment are naturally attracted to a mystical master level soul, regardless of social, economic, nationality, race, and educational background. The master soul teacher sees beyond the outer distinctions and recognizes that each soul is a unique expression of source energy, individualized, having a human experience. The mystical teacher will see everyone as a beautiful soul and a spark of the divine essence, and is willing to help receptive and sincere students with their spiritual goals. How does a person become God-realized soul if they've never met anyone else who has attained it for themselves? This is why it is important to experience and be in the company of a person who has reached the attainment of God realization, who is then able to, has been asked to teach and be a guide to other souls who are seeking the same. It has to become a reality where it is available, doable, attainable, and has been done. Saint Paltu was at the highest level of spirituality and was very outspoken against organized religions because he saw that they were big business and were programming the masses into traditions, rituals, obligations, and so forth. This caused hostility from the priest class in India. Saint Paltu was teaching that a person didn't need to go through an orthodox religion in order to have union with Source and a deep connection within. Saint Paltu's teachings caused financial losses for the orthodox Hindu and Muslim priests. Saint Paltu called out the priests who preached piety but practiced fraud, talked of mercy yet were heartless themselves. Their actions didn't match their words. Saint Paltu was a living example of compassion, love, and kindness, which are earmarks of a true spiritual master. Saint Paltu was not against anyone or any belief system, yet was for true actions, true hearts, true words. Saint Paltu enraged the Hindu and Muslim priests, and in the end, Paltu was burned to death. One night, the priests and their followers barred the door of Paltu's hut and set it on fire. These heartless people had committed a horrible crime, and the person that they had reduced to ashes was a highly evolved master soul who came to earth to free other souls from the cage of this third dimensional perception of reality and taught others to live at a higher state of being and reality. Source came into a human form to be an example to souls and was killed that night. Saint Paltu had achieved union with the divine presence and oneness with Source, causing the realization of his true identity as Source incarnated into physical form. Saint Paltu caused for many souls an awakening of their divinity is within. Source lives within each of us, and when a person has a mystical inner experience, sees the spiritual truth. We are divine beings, for divinity lives within us and is us. Saint Paltu shares in this following poem of immortality. Millions of ages have passed, and I have been the doer. I have been the doer and the creator of the creator. The one called the creator is none other than myself. I live forever and ever. I am the ever-living one. The wise alone will comprehend. Millions of ages have passed, and I have been the doer. St. Palto wrote amazing poems, and in closing, I will read a few of my favorites for you. This first poem is called Avoid the Fool. Don't speak of the spiritual path to a fool. It will only do you harm. It will do you harm, for the path is too subtle for him to know it. So complete is the fool's blindness that no treatment can restore his sight. Even if you feed it the nectar, the serpent will never get rid of its poison. Divine knowledge cannot enter the fool's mind. It is futile to try. As the spear fails to penetrate a stone and rebounds after striking it, don't speak of spiritual matters to one who lacks receptivity. Don't talk of the spiritual path to a fool. It will only do you harm. The following poem is named Worldly and Divine Love. Only a person pierced with the arrow of love knows what pain is. He alone knows what pain is. What use to explain it to one may explain it a million times, the fool will never understand. Of what use is it to one who refuses to leave his illusions? Such a one, helplessly in love with the world, will never know what the love of divine is. His face is turned away from the saints towards the rubbish of the world. The barb of love will never pierce a heart of stone. Only a person pierced with the arrow of love knows what pain is. The following poem is named The Colony of the Blind. In the colony of the blind, a man with sight arrived. A man with sight arrived, and all the blind came out to greet him. The fools collected around him and cried, "Put out your eyes, O stranger, and live as we do." And then they deliberated and declared him blind as they themselves were. Where millions are blind, what can one person with sight do? No one listens to him, and he feels helpless. In the colony of the blind, a man with sight arrived. Another poem by St. Paltu named The Sinking Ship. The ship of your life is sinking. Invoke now the Creator, for your life is fast slipping from your hands. Your boat is sinking midstream, yet you are clutching your measly possessions. Only the foolish waste their lives on a treasure they will lose. You are taking your last breath. Even now, you are bound by your attachments. Though the breath is leaving your body, even now, you don't remember the divine. The human frame is a priceless treasure. You have traded it for empty shells. The ship of your life is sinking. Invoke now the Creator. The final poem by St. Paltu is titled, The Saints Come as Redeemers. The saints come down to earth and reveal themselves. They give the gift of the teachings and redeem the world. None know how to worship the divine. Therefore, the saints take birth among us. Through source, they establish order. The saints took them by the hand and pulled them to safety. I hope you have enjoyed hearing about St. PAL 2.